I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Indian high court says Bible distribution and preaching aren't crimes, but will persecution continue? And then in Africa, violence is forcing ministries to adjust, yet gospel outreach is holding steady. Just ahead, what believers need now and how to pray. But we'll start with a step in the right direction in India's Uttar Pradesh state. A group of Christians accused under the state's anti-conversion law has received a just ruling. In the court order released last month, the Allahabad High Court affirmed that distributing Bibles and preaching religion are not crimes. The judges also noted that the complainant lacked any victim of alleged forced conversion. A specific victim is required by law for such charges. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
and so it's been very, on one hand, reassuring that the courts are reading things according to the, you know, the Constitution and in favor of religious freedom. At the same time, we continue to see these laws, the anti-conversion laws, being used against the Christians, against pastors, against any assembly of worship, even in house churches.
Harassment can take many forms, but often it's time. This recent accusation was filed in August, and almost 5 months later, it still isn't over. Many cases against Christians drag on for years.
Keep lifting up the body of Christ here and the pastors, the leadership here. You know, they're the ones who are always facing the brunt of these attacks.
Thank God for justice in this case and pray for religious freedom in India so more people can freely hear the gospel. Continuing in the same vein, although less likely to face the legal effects of India's anti-conversion laws, Christians in the country's rural communities still feel the cultural impact of this legislation. So says Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
A lot of the time it's in the rural areas where there are beatings and there are, you know, burning down churches, pastors arrested, sexual assaults, things like that against the Christians. Say, well, that's not the government doing that, but it's fueling this animosity towards Christians.
12 of India's 28 states, most recently Rajasthan, currently enforce anti-conversion laws, which can be weaponized against non-Hindu religions. After Rajasthan's legislation was introduced, the state saw a spike in persecution.
Much of that persecution are these people that have come from these tribal or Hindu religions, and they've converted and become followers of Christ. And then there's that pressure from their families and then also from the community.
When rural pastors were asked how the anti-conversion laws affect them, they responded that some aspects of the legislation do have effect. But most of the pressure they feel is from the community and family members who are upset they left Hinduism. And despite all this, Musselman continues to see God at work in India and many coming to know Christ, especially in the rural areas. And finally, in Nigeria, ministry work is pivoting to cities to avoid Muslim resistance in the villages. But people remain unreached and without access to the Bible. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press recently spoke with the Nigerian director of Every Home for Christ, which WMP supplies with biblical resources.
In the cities, they're able to openly distribute material and minister and have outreach. But his heart was for the villages because they don't have the word anyway. And the resistance is so strong that it's dangerous, and so they have to find ways and maybe get two or three people that are willing to have someone in their home. But he said generally it has to be out in the fields or out in the bush or under a tree somewhere. So there's a lot of trying to protect the believers and yet encourage them and continue to do the work.
In the Goma area of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where people are losing their homes and fleeing the country, the work continues. The director in the DRC said,
he said, this is a challenge for us, but we know that the Lord wants us to continue the work. And so, again, they're finding ways.
Despite daily dangers in Nigeria, the DRC, and other countries, gospel work still happens. Please pray for Christians who are experiencing persecution and pray that the people in these areas will come to know the Lord. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.